The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the days were completed for their purification, according to the law of Moses, Mary and Joseph took Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, just as it was written in the law of the Lord, "Every male that opens the womb shall be consecrated to the Lord, and offer the sacrifice of a pair of turtle doves and two young pigeons, in accordance with the dictate of the law of the Lord." Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, awaiting the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he should see Christ the Lord. And he came to the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought the child Jesus to perform the custom of the law in regards to him, he took him into his arms and blessed God, saying, "Now, Master, you may let this servant go in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you prepared in the sight of all the peoples, a light for the revelation of the Gentiles, and glory for all the people of Israel." The child's father and mother were amazed at what he said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, "Behold, this child is destined for a fall and a rise of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be contradicted, and you yourself a sword will pierce, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." There was also a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, and a tribe of Asher, and she was advanced in years, having lived 7 years with her husband after her marriage, and then as a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshiped night and day while fasting in prayer. And coming forward at that very time, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were awaiting the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had fulfilled all the prescriptions of the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and favor of God was upon him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise 40 days have passed since we celebrated the solemnity of the birthday of the Lord. And on this first weekend of the month of February, we gathered together to celebrate an important feast, the feast of the presentation of the Lord, in accordance with the law of Moses prescribed that every firstborn male child should be presented to the Lord. And Mary and Joseph are faithful to the law of Moses prescribed and offer Jesus in the temple. And that's what we gather together to celebrate. Every pious Jew at the time of Jesus have to take their newborn baby after 40 days to the temple for two different reasons. The first reason is that the mother who gives birth to the baby is unclean, not only because of the birth of the child, but because of the loss of the blood in the course of giving birth, and she becomes unclean, and she has to wait 40 days before she could enter in the temple. And the gospel refers that as the purification of the mother. And that is the first reason. The second reason is that every firstborn baby should be presented to the Lord and should be bought back in offering something in the place of that particular baby. And Mary and Joseph, since they were very, very poor, they could offer two young pigeons. And they take Jesus back along with them. And after 40 days, Jesus comes out to the temple. And there, Simeon recognizes, was filled with the Holy Spirit, recognizes that he is Son of God, that he is divine, and comes out with that manifestation that he is a light to the Gentiles. And Anna, who was 84 years old, when she sees Jesus, and she comes out that Jesus is sent to redeem the people of Israelites. In a way, in a sense, both Simeon and Anna proclaim to the world that Jesus was not only sent as a light to the Gentiles, but he was also sent to redeem the Israelites, that he was sent for everyone. Particularly, Simeon refers Jesus as a light. And that's why on this particular day, we bless all the candles that we use at the altar, and the candles probably that we will use in our own homes as well, when we gather together for prayer and when we manifest our faith that Jesus is the light of the world. And there are some families who also light these candles when there is a threat of the bad severe storms. At the time of the baptism of every infant, the priest or the deacon lights the baptismal candle from the paschal candle and gives that light to the parents or to the godparents, saying, "Parents, godparents, receive the light of Christ." This light is entrusted to you to be kept burning brightly. This child of yours has been enlightened by Christ, and he has to walk as the child of light. And when the Lord comes, may he go out and meet him. That's a very powerful words, very, very challenging words addressed to the parents, to the godparents, and also to the baby as well. And as the baby grows in his journey of life, he is called or she is called to be that light. A challenge that is given to the parents, godparents, and to the baby as well. By word and by example, we are called to be children of light. And that's why the Paschal candle holds an important place in the celebration of the sacraments. It is from the Paschal candle that the baptismal candle is lit and given to the parents or godparents. And the same Paschal candle comes and stands in front of the casket as well at the time of death or at the celebration of the funeral. That we are called to be children of light. Hence today we have to ask ourselves the question, are we the children of light? Are we able to follow Jesus, who is the light of the world? The feast of the presentation of the Lord is the day when Jesus was offered to the Lord, and Simeon holds the baby in his hands and shows that he is the one for whom people have been long waiting for, that he fulfills all that was prophesied by the prophets. Hence, Simeon becomes a patron saint for all those people, especially for all who grow old in age, for all those people who find fulfillment in their jobs, who are able to let go, who are able to find peace in their lives, trusting in the Lord. When Simeon says that beautiful prayer, "At last, all-powerful Master, let thy servant go in peace, for I have seen the promise being fulfilled that Jesus is the light of the world. I have seen that. And now let me go in peace." A revelation to the Gentiles. And that beautiful prayer takes its place in the prayer of the church, especially in the night prayer at the end of the day, and finds a fitting place before we conclude the day, the night prayer. The Gospel of today, we see, we get a sense of the presence of Simeon and Anna. They become a blessing. They begin to grace the people, especially the young couple, Mary and Joseph, by their presence. They are men of God, certainly. They were filled with the Holy Spirit, men of prayer. And they, in a way or the other, bless the young couple, grace the young couple, Mary and Joseph. And that's why, for us, especially the young couples, grandparents play a vital role. Grandparents play a vital role in the growth of the children, not only their children, but in the growth of the grandchildren as well. They are not only babysitters, they are not only who pick up the children after the school because the parents have to work. They not only spoil the children, they not only spend money for their children, but they fill that gap of old and the young. Of old and the young. That gap is being filled by those grandparents. Hence, they become a blessing for the young couples and for the young children as well. And we all know, especially the young people, young parents know the importance of the grandparents. How much they entrust their children because of their busyness to their parents. And how much of love that grandparents extend to their grandchildren. They become a blessing. They become a grace for the young children as well. Simeon and Anna come out with that beautiful revelation, both of them, and reveal to Joseph and Mary who that child Jesus was, that he is a light to the Gentiles, that he redeems the people of Israelites, that Jesus becomes a blessing to everyone. In our journey of life, in our journey of faith, we not only receive, but we also give. Mary and Joseph learned from Simeon and Anna that they are carrying the Son of God, that they are carrying the light of the world. And Jesus, in his own way, Jesus, in his own life, becomes a light to the nations. And that's what probably we are called to receive and to give as well. To be a light. As we take the candles back to our homes, we are reminded today that you and I are called to be that light. Where that darkness can be dispelled, that ignorance can be dispelled, that you and I become a light that shines everywhere, that becomes an example, that we become an example for everyone, particularly to live out our faith, to live out what God, what Christ wants us by our own baptism. Hence, as we gather together to celebrate the feast of the presentation of the Lord, let us present ourselves together with the Jesus Christ as we partake in this Eucharist, that receiving His body and blood, that each of us may receive and may give, that we may always keep that light that was given to us at baptism, always shining, always lit through our own life, through our own word and example.